Looks like everything's moving along pretty well in and throughout the Monterey Bay area. For your weather, it is currently 48 degrees at the KSCO station. Patchy fog skies, patchy fog tonight. Lows into the 40s. Wednesday, it's going to be foggy as well, mostly cloudy throughout the day. Highs in the 60s with chance of rain Wednesday night. Lows into the 40s. Thursday, early morning, expect rain on your commute. Highs in the 50s with sunny skies afternoon. Thursday night, mostly clear. Lows in the 30s. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, we're looking at sunny skies. Highs in the 50s, mostly clear at night. Lows into the 30s. For you boaters, no major advisory in effect this evening and nothing for me to issue for tomorrow. And with that said, my next show with you guys is Wake the Bear. I hope you enjoy the show.
Opinions expressed in the following sponsored program are not necessarily those of KSCO Radio, its staff, management, or advertisers. If something is said with which you disagree, please call us during the program in order to help us balance comments.
Welcome to Wake the Bear Radio with your host, Brandon Johnson, Chris Hurst, and Ron Powers.
I love that roar. Yeah. That's the sound of California waking up the bear. Welcome to Wake the Bear Radio. We're excited you're here with us tonight. It's going to be an amazing show. We're going to be talking about the Mockingbird Media. Some of y'all know that term. Call in at 8:30. We're going to be hearing your comments at 8:30. 479-1080 KSCO AM. So, yeah, call in. And we're excited to be with you tonight. Ron is getting all his bits and pieces in order because we had a cord that broke, but now he's here.
If I were a conspiracy theorist, I would say somebody sabotaged your microphone.
It must be. It's the government.
Sabotage your cords, Ron.
Hey, what we're about at Wake the Bear Radio is to encourage critical thinking, free speech, and open discussion. So tonight we are wanting you to call in at 8:30. At 479-1080, and we want to hear what you have to say, especially about the subject of the Mockingbird Media.
Hey, oh, yes. Hey, we special day today, December 7th, everybody. That is the anniversary of the Pearl Harbor attacks. I want to acknowledge that reality, that that's what woke the sleeping giant before World War II. I kind of use that phrase, you know, the Pearl, this was my Pearl Harbor. Like when COVID hit 2 years ago and I started spending about 10,000 hours of research online and reading the, recognizing that there's a lot of disinformation out there, it woke me up. And what really woke me up was when the mandates came down. That was when I was in the war. Like,
come on.
That was my Pearl Harbor day when it said, you're going to be forced to take these. I'm like, something does not smell right. Something didn't smell right the whole way along, all along here with COVID. But when you're going to say you're going to force injections, that smells like Nuremberg trial code.
Yes.
That sounds like, so for me, I think of this quote when, you guys remember the Tolkien movies, J.R. Tolkien movies?
Yes, Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, there was that one scene there when Frodo's talking to Gandalf and he says, Frodo says to Gandalf, I wish the ring wouldn't have come to me. And Gandalf says, and so do most when these things happen. But you don't get to decide. Like it chose you, and this battle's chosen you. And I feel like that's kind of how it feels to me is this battle chose me. I didn't choose it. And yeah. It's time to stand up and to fight. So
yeah, well, this is the 80th anniversary of Pearl Harbor Day. And it's the day that FDR, who was president at the time, said it would live in infamy. And we know that the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor, and it created a call to action for the United States. You know, we were isolationists. We were not involved with the European front at that time. And it broke some things open so that we became involved in a war on two theaters, the European and the Pacific. I know for my Pearl Harbor, I grew up as a daughter of a military man. And my father was part of, he was at West Point on Pearl Harbor Day as a senior in West Point. And they graduated the whole class early.
Wow.
And they said, tag you're it. So all of those first classmen became active in the military. They were sent off to war right away. And my father was an island hopping pilot in the South Pacific, where he met my mother, who was a Red Cross worker. And so that's how I kind of got into the story of my Pearl Harbor, because I have a love for this country that they embedded in my heart.
Amen.
And I am a patriot from the womb.
Yep.
Yeah, my dad was stationed in Pearl as well. Yeah, I was 1 year old, or 1 year old to about three. Mm-hmm. So I was there for a couple of years, lived in Pearl as well. Don't remember it. I would have loved to cash in those 2 years for 2 years now.
I would encourage all y'all out there to become patriots. This is the movement. I believe that Christians are becoming patriots, and patriots are becoming Christians, and we're seeing an awakening. But people that love the Lord, love their God, love their families, love this nation, and want to see it redeemed. I think that's probably the most important thing for me, is to see this nation turn back to God.
Yeah, that's so good. And one of the things that Pearl Harbor, the attack, did, it taught us a couple lessons. Number one, to know who your enemy was and is, and never to underestimate your enemy. And it began to give a social and political unification of our country against a certain thing. And when we are much better together, when we stand up against any giant, we are a formidable nation to deal with. So I think those are some lessons that we can learn from Pearl Harbor Day.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Well, there's a lot of other things going on right now, too, Ron, huh?
Yeah, so let's see. There's
Take us down.
Yeah, I definitely will. There's a kind of a list I wrote, just some of the things I found in the last couple of days on Telegram. Telegram is the new source that I use. You start following certain people, and they start filtering for you, so you don't have to look through thousands and thousands. One that just jumped out at me was the story about Haley Hodgson.
Oh, wow.
So she was... she's in Australia, and I got a little sound clip, but she got taken in because she was near somebody that actually had COVID. And because she was asked, hey, did you take your test?
Yeah.
And she's like, and she just froze and said, yeah, I took my test. I don't have it. And an hour later, they came back, and they said, you're not in the system as taking that test. You're coming in. And they forced her to be there for 2 weeks. She lost her job. And,
well, she said, I'll take the test. And then she said,
she took the test there. And they're like, yeah, you don't have it, but you're still staying. And she's like, what? You know?
To punish her.
Yeah. And that's what they said.
Yeah.
They said, so anyway, yeah,
this,
let me.
This is the clip that's called Escape from Camp Australia.
Yes. Hey, can you turn my. So that'll be that one there. Is that good? Okay.
It's horrible. It's a horrible feeling. You feel like you're in prison. You feel like you've done something wrong. It's inhumane what they're doing. Like, you are so small. They just overpower you, and you're literally nothing. It's like, you do what we say or you're in trouble, we'll lock you up for longer. Yeah, they were even threatening me that if I was to do this again, we will extend your time in here.
Wow.
So that's just one. It's a 20-minute video.
What comes next?
So here, just another clip here.
Find a job. That's definitely. And really want to get awareness out to what is going on. Like, these camps are getting built all over the world. I know there's another one getting built in Victoria at the moment. And as I said, it doesn't matter if you're not vaccinated. You have one dosage of the vaccination or two. It doesn't matter your vaccination status. You can get sent to these camps if you are of close contact, like I was, or if you lie to authorities, as I found out, because I said that I had a test when I hadn't, and then I found out later that I was in there for punishment.
Wow.
Who told you that? It's just crazy.
That's brutal. I mean, you know what this reminds us of with the Pearl Harbor Day? Is you cannot appease a bully. You have to resist. It's the only way.
Yeah.
And they have, you know, the more we comply, the longer this goes on. We have to resist.
Speaking of resisting, today, didn't they have something at the Board of Supervisors, Kat and all the guardians? Amazing. They went in the morning, and they each had 2 minutes. It'll be in the show notes, and it was about, you know, stopping the mask mandates and stuff. And I tell you, everybody that had 2 minutes, they were well rehearsed. They did their research. It's like, I got 2 minutes to make as big impact. And so if you want to hear some really good arguments, some really good data that's really down to 2 minute bites, and it's like 30 minutes worth of these little shots, I've got an incredible video. I was like, man, these people are really read up and well educated.
You gonna put that on our show notes?
It'll be on the show notes. Yeah.
So, and you'll find our show notes at our website, which is www.wakethebearradio.com.
Wakethebearradio.com.
Yeah, and it'll be under the 12th show, and it'll have all these links. What else happened in the news this week? Well, we had more with let's see,
Pfizer.
Okay, yeah, Pfizer. So there was Pfizer had to suspend their shots in Vietnam because they had 120 kids from one school get sick and taken to the hospital.
Whoa.
So that was a pretty serious one. And then in another city, Bac Ninh, they had 3 children die there. And that same week, 4 workers in this Thai House Viet shoe factory, 4 people died. Wow. And it was all called overreaction to the vaccine. So there definitely is some issues. Now, I do want to say I've had some personal experiences this week that have been on my mind, especially I was just coming over and driving over to the station, and I get a text about a friend's sister who is in the hospital. She's not vaccinated, and you know, she got sick during Thanksgiving. She's on a ventilator now, and so they're asking for prayer. If you want to say a prayer for Crystal, I would definitely love that. Yes, I was at a Christmas party this weekend, and the talk was that there was a teacher in Mountain View who's unvaccinated in Mountain View, and he had just died. And then we all heard of probably Marcus Lamb, who
Pastor
started
Gateway.
Yeah, he Daystar Television Ministries had passed, and he was not vaccinated. So what I'm saying is, I'm not saying that you're safe for vaccinated. There's a ton of people dying. Right. In fact, Taiwan this week said more people are dying with the vaccination than without.
Right.
But what I'm trying to say is that you have to be prepared in advance. Don't say, hey, I'm either vaccinated or not, and I'll just see what happens when it happens. Right. And it's like, if you are researching, do it now.
Yep.
I mean, I've got my HCQ or hydroxychloroquine. Yep. I've got my ivermectin, and I've spent 2 months studying chlorine dioxide, you know, and not just from like people in their basements. I'm talking about top
physicians
and stuff. So be prepared in advance and know what your dosages are and stuff. If I get this, that way when it happens, you act.
Yeah, my wife and I, we got 30 days of ivermectin. And we take every day zinc, vitamin D, vitamin C, I mean, quercetin, melatonin. So I take a pack every day. She gives me the, you know, vitamins every night before I go to bed. So, you know, I'm like, I'm not pretending like this bioweapon doesn't exist, because I really do believe it is bioweapon. I think it exists. But I think it's, you know, to just rely on a shot to fix you is not where we're going here.
Yeah, and I think what you're talking about, Ron, is it's the same thing with almost every issue that we're faced with. We have got to not be passive. We've got to think through before something happens so we're not in panic mode and wringing our hands and going, oh no, I'm a victim, because we actually have been given plenty of notice to get ready. We could do the research ahead of time. And so we just want to remind you, Frontline Doctors is a good place to go.
Yeah.
If you're needing to research a little bit more about your dosages and what's available. And they also have numbers that you can call. And I know I got my medications through them. They were very quick. They called, the pharmacy called the next day, and they shipped out my, it was an easy process. I don't have any health issues, so I didn't have to talk to a doctor. They shipped out my medications within 3 days. I had them in my medicine cabinet.
Oh, man, you got the right one. I went through some other places. I waited a month for my ivermectin. It came straight over from India.
Well, we had to go, we went to CVS and 3 other places. They wouldn't give it to us. It was like totally political.
Yeah, but Horst Schneider's here in town is a private pharmacy, and they are happy to fill your prescription.
What's it called?
Horse Schneider's.
Horse Schneider's.
Oh, nice. I didn't know that.
Right there on, it's a private pharmacy, drugstore, family owned. It's been in Santa Cruz for years, and they're happy to fill a doctor's prescription.
And there is a doctor, too, in Santa Cruz, Soquel. I'll have it in the show notes because I can't remember it now. But they will do the prescriptions, so they're on a list.
Okay, what else is going on here, Ron? Tell us.
Okay, let's get off of the vaccine for a moment. And good news would be, Chris Cuomo, Fredo, he got fired. Last week we said he was suspended indefinitely. Now he is fired as new information has given.
That is huge based on our topic tonight with the Mockingbird Media, because he is classic Mockingbird Media, and as well as relationships that are conflicts of interest. That's one of the ones I want to talk about tonight. So that's a good news. Then there's also the judge overturns Eatonville election.
Yeah. So, you know, when good people are doing things, things are changing. And so if you're thinking nothing's happening, there was a judge that overturned an election in Florida, Eatonville, and it was basically down to the wire. And they had these late votes that came in, and it flopped to the side that most people don't want. It went to the conservative side after they investigated and redid the election there. So that was good.
So people are thinking globally, but acting locally. We have to be vigilant locally.
And speaking of Mockingbird Media, there is a cure to that. And I think it's Donald Trump. He's in that direction. He's
started his media company. Right?
Yeah, media.
Devin Nunes is going to be the CEO of that?
Yep. He was this week. He was announced he'll be stepping down from his position in Congress in January, and he will be the CEO of Trump Media and Technology Group. And they also, that same group did a deal with Rumble. So Rumble will be the platform, video platform for it. So
TMTG might want to buy stock now.
Yes, it shot up. It did quite well.
$4 billion already or something like that? No.
Yeah. Another big thing was FDA. There was a court order requiring the FDA to release their list of adverse effects from their Pfizer vaccine. This was the vaccine information that was supposed to come out in 55 years.
Oh,
I think 2076.
Why would you wait 55 years to tell us about what your studies showed?
I know.
That's
it's like,
so evil.
That's even longer than, 5 years longer than national security.
Might be dead.
Well, and all of those who did this testing and hit it will all be dead, and you can't prosecute them.
Yes, it's a little bit too in your face.
Well, thank you, court, for ordering FDA to release these adverse reaction research data, and so it's going to be released now instead of 2057. Which is going to show that there are thousands of issues and 1,228 deaths in their own research. In 90 days, which is a big departure, because remember now, any vaccine that had five people that had unexplained deaths, they would black box it, and then it would get to 10, they take it off the market, which they should. And they have had, in their own study, 1,000 issues and 1,220 deaths. No, was it 1,228 deaths?
Yeah.
So the people that are saying trust the science, the scientists who are in bed with the pharmacy, the big pharma, are like lying to you. All of the ways that we normally tested science, they threw it out the window, and they're not even showing you the tests.
Yeah, it's a cover up.
Yeah, we don't test. I don't trust the science. I test the science. We don't trust our government. We test the government around here. I thought we learned that, Americans. I don't know what happened.
Critical thinking.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it. I mean, the Jussie Smollett's, that case is moving on. Basically, there's some more dirt that came out on him. I guess he was doing cocaine. One of the guys that supposedly attacked him, or that he set up to attack him, that was his a lover, and he went to the bathhouse with him and would do cocaine and have all kinds of raunchy sex and stuff. And so that came out in the courts. I'm not sure if he was thrilled about that or not.
Don Lemon, too, right?
Don Lemon actually has a case against him by Dustin Heiss for sexual assault, and that was when that came out a while back, but it's surfacing now. I guess Dustin had really made a statement about CNN in general, saying this station is a predator protector and sexual assaulting protector as well. And so he was just really voicing a lot this last week. Yeah. You know, it was disgusting what Don Lemon had done. After hearing that, I can't even look at the guy. Not that I ever watched CNN, but I'll avoid that part of the airport.
Well, yeah, the wheels of justice, they sometimes move slow, but they move. And God is judge, and all will be exposed, right?
Amen.
But, you know, it's just interesting to me that there's so many of these cases that you really literally need to twist the journalist's arm to go after these stories. And they barely go after most of them. It's almost like they finally have to. And that's really what we're talking about tonight is the Mockingbird media, the relationship with, like, the DNC, the Democratic Convention, with relationships with people in the media in high levels that will hide stories, certain, like, they're hiding the Hunter Biden laptop story. That would have been all over the news if it was Trump. And then they're creating their own news and making up complete stories out of thin air and making, and just ridiculous what we see going on with this Mockingbird media. So it's interesting because, you know, this is not anything new. Like, we're not talking about anything new. I mean, when I was in college back, 25 years ago, I was in my undergraduate, and the resolution for the debate team, which I was on, was that the national news media distorts public opinion of political issues. That was like resolved, and then we debated it back and forth. And that back then there was a book that came out by Neil Perlman, which was called Amusing Ourselves to Death. And his whole point was that the way that media is given to us today in sound bites, that it actually perpetuates American people and the people to not think deeply or critically on things because there's such short little sound bites. And one of the things he points out is, like, the Lincoln-Douglas debates back in the day, there were four-hour debates, and people stood and listened to the whole thing between the president, you know, the presidents doing their debates. And right now, the president couldn't even stand up for 4 hours, let alone do a debate for 4 hours. So, you know, this is not anything new. That there's distortion going on. There's a lying spirit. You know, we really want to focus on the prophetic voice to America, not the false prophets. Which I look at, like, the media as, like, a false prophet, or the whore of Babylon. It's definitely one of those characters. So,
yeah. Well, we're having a kind of a standoff at Mount Carmel right now. I mean, it is the standoff between the different prophets, the prophets of Baal and the prophets of God. And you can see it. One of the things with the Mockingbird media, they come up with a tenet, a dogma that they want to have, that they are wanting to project out over the airways. And there's a suppression of truth and censorship, and they're creating a negative, a narrative type of story that they're wanting people to begin to say over and over and over again. You remember, I remember the first time I heard President Trump use the term fake news, and it kind of took me aback because I thought, did he just call them, like, fake news? Yep. Wow. Yep. And in my heart, I was thinking that was pretty strong, and I was thinking it was really borderline. And I really think what we saw was he knew and he knows the agenda of the media, and he wasn't going to play soft on them because they were doing the fake news to him with the whole Mueller report and the Russia story the collusion. And they were not ashamed or backing off lies. And basically what the Mockingbird does is it creates disinformation. I mean, the Mockingbird, what they do in reality is a Mockingbird is a bird that will take and be able to imitate almost any other sound, any other bird. They do it late into the night, early in the morning. Mm-hmm. And the Mockingbird media basically has a platform that they have been given through the corporate complex of those that own the media stations.
24/7.
And we know that how many stations are owned by the six company, all those media, it's basically six companies own all the media stations, and many of them have the same corporate globalist agendas are going out. If you look at their stockholders, you're going to see mainly the same stockholders in all six of those companies.
BlackRock.
Yeah.
BlackRock and Vanguard.
Vanguard.
Well, I woke up to this a while back when I got this article that was produced by The Frugal Dad, and it says media consolidation, the illusion of choice, and we'll put this on our show notes. But the media has never been more consolidated. Six media giants now control a staggering 90% of what we read, watch, or listen to. And this is back in like 2012, 2013. And the main point they say is in 1983, there were 50 independent media organizations, 50 independent voices that controlled 90% of the media. Now there are six. As of 2011, there are six mega corporations that control 90% of the media. And then this is even before they... one of them, I think it was Disney, bought Fox Sports and Fox, another part of Fox. So it's gotten even worse since 2011. And so the part that's really blows me away is that there's like, they're all left-leaning. They're all owned by the same six mega corporations, and they have the same agenda, which is this globalist agenda. And when you have that happening, you're not having... I mean, that's what I really love is that there's a lot of new media starting up now. There's like CNN's, you know, their ratings have tanked and they've flown that plane into the ground. They're going to have to that's why they're probably getting rid of Cuomo, probably more for his ratings than anything. But, you know, but Cuomo was, you know, his brother was the mayor of New York City, right? So you've got this, this unholy relationship, this conflict of interest with one of the head anchors at the biggest news media organizations. You kind of sidestepping and not really investigating what's going on, and if you look at I saw this once. There was a meme that showed marriage relationships between people that are in the DNC and who are at the head of the media corporations, and there's these brothers and sisters, married people.
Nepotism at the top.
Yeah, and so, and then we also know, like Pfizer, right? Pfizer, one of the number one supporters of CNN News on all their shows, is Pfizer. That whole thing we saw the other day.
Brought to you by Pfizer.
CNN, most trusted news network. Brought to you by Big Pharma, who got sued by the Department of Justice. Like, did you know that Pfizer has according to the Department of Justice, right now on the website, it has the largest fraud lawsuit ever. It's like millions and millions of dollars. It might even be close to $1 billion, and they were sued, and yet they're still pulling all the strings with media to look the other way and not investigate them. And then you got guys like Veritas that are going in and actually investigating them, and then they're trying to shut that down, right?
Yeah, they're calling them non-journalists.
Right.
You're not a real journalist.
That's because journalism.
You don't get protected by. Your sources don't get protected because you're not real. Yeah, I mean, the whole Mockingbird media creates an echo chamber, and it's a programmed message for what the masses are supposed to believe, and it's a form of brainwashing is what it is. It's
witchcraft.
Repetitive narratives and wording that we hear over and over and over again, and most of it's coming from the globalist-run agenda. The information is there. Whether it's true or not doesn't really matter, but people will remember it because it's repeated.
Yep.
And if they repeat it over and over, it soon becomes your reality in your mind. It's a form of professional mind control that the CIA has used for years, and it's a form of population control for the masses.
It's extremely dangerous for a democracy.
Oh, yes,
as well.
Yes. You got to play that clip. Have you seen that? Have you guys out there seen that? There's a video clip. It shows they're all parodying the exact same.
Our greatest responsibility is to serve our Treasure Valley communities,
the El Paso, Las Cruces communities,
Eastern Iowa communities,
Mid-Michigan communities.
We are extremely proud of the quality, balanced journalism that CBS 4 News produces.
But we are concerned about someone trying to be responsible. One-sided news stories plaguing our country.
The sharing of biased and false news has become all too common on social media. More alarming, some media outlets publish these same fake stories without checking facts first.
The sharing of biased and false
news has become all too common on social media.
Clip hearing. A bunch of different stations across the country saying everything is true without checking facts first.
Unfortunately, some members of the media use their platforms to push their own personal bias.
This is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
And it goes on for another minute, but you get the message that it's literally word for word. I mean, it's not even enough creativity to rephrase it.
Why is there no creativity in it? What are those 4 a.m. talking points? I'm sure you've heard that term before. They're tightly controlled media talking points. They're sent out at 4 a.m. and they're then used to craft their news articles. And these so-called journalists who are actually puppeteers or their voices in the echo chamber, they write up the talking points. And they have handlers. So they have handlers, and the media heads are paid contractors to give those days talking points.
Yeah.
So on that happy note.
Well, we got to take a quick break. Short audio here. Go for it.
What I like about Gathering by the Bay is it is real, it's practical. It's not just, quote, religion, it's saying.
So we're a community that declares and believes the gospel, even when the stuff in front of us doesn't look like it should.
So, I was evacuated with the wildfires happening, and one morning, Holy Spirit just spoke to me and said, go to the church where they're handing out free food. And I pulled up in the car, and I just was met with so much love, and they immediately said a blessing over me, which was incredible.
This is a great fellowship of people, of strong believers who love people.
For more information on the Gathering by the Bay Church, visit us at www.santacruzgathering.org or join us at 5 p.m. on Sunday evenings at the Santa Cruz Convergence Building at 3775 Capitola Road, Capitola.
Okay, so we're back in. That's a little bit about the church that I help pastor over here at the Convergence Center in the Capitola Mall. So I hope you, if you're... Your church shut down and they're not opening up and they're masking you and you want to come and just have church and be fellowship, get some fellowship, come on by on Sunday nights. So.
Yeah, it's a great group of people. I've visited several times. I've been watching you online as well, and I just feel a lot when I'm there. The people there, they're authentic, especially when you offer an outreach. Let's go out and do an outreach.
It's every week.
They all go out there. I mean, a huge portion, not just like the one or two diehards. It's like all of them. So,
every week we're sharing the gospel with people and praying and preaching the gospel. So.
That's right.
Okay, so back to our topic here tonight. One of the ones I was going to point out, Chris, was the Trusted News Initiative in December of 2020, December 10th, 2020. All the news decided that they were all going to have the Trusted News Initiative, which was basically they were going to push for vaccine-only treatments and every other form of treatment they were going to shun. And it's just weird to me. Like, some people will say, well, I'll just trust the science. I'm like, you are the science. They're actually doing the scientific experiment on you. And I hear this phrase over and over again, just trust the science, just trust our government. I'm thinking to myself, come on, man, are you not American? Didn't we learn this all the way through, like, the European, the whole year, our history shows we don't trust science. We challenge science. We don't trust government. We challenge government. And and then I think if some people will say things like, well, I just trust the scientists. I said, yeah, listen, I'm not saying don't trust scientists. I'm saying get a second opinion. The problem is that the Mockingbird media has canceled the dissenting opinions.
Yeah.
So there's not actually a debate going on, and they're only picking one particular type of answer to the questions.
Yeah, and one of the Mockingbird media's strategy is they put someone who looks very official in front of the camera as they say these certain terms, that are going out, and that authority is part of what creates the trust in the mind and the mind control. And one, we were talking about the Nuremberg trials earlier. I can't remember if it was on air before or whether we actually spoke about it to our listeners, but we know that the leader of the EU right now, she is wanting to do away with the Nuremberg
the codes, the criminal codes, the Nuremberg
because
criminal
codes. They're interfering with her ability, their ability to lock people down and tyrannically stop the spread.
Yeah.
And one of the things I remember is a young girl watching the Nuremberg trials in grade school, and one of the things that they emphasized that the members of the media who lied and misled the German people were executed right along with the medical doctors and nurses who participated in the medical experiments using living people as guinea pigs. And that's what this whole Nuremberg code was brought to prevent.
Yes.
And
so
that should be something that just shakes us out of any sort of sleepiness. Hopefully that'll wake part of the bear when you hear about the Nuremberg code trying to be eradicated.
Yeah, I just looked it up just to read it. I mean, the very first sentence says voluntary consent of human subject is absolutely essential. And then it goes on there. Experiments should be conducted as to avoid all unnecessary physical and mental suffering and injury. Another highlighted one is the degree of risk to be taken should never exceed that determined by the humanitarian importance of the problem to be solved by the experiment.
Wow.
I mean, that's just, you know, one of three of ten there. So basically, you know, is this voluntary? Well, in some parts of the world, it definitely is not. And there's a lot of talk that it's not going to be here. So that's one of the things that's really concerning. The other one is, you know, basically, as Trump had said, you know, that the solution can't be worse than the problem, you know. And so, and as I had mentioned earlier, in Taiwan, they're saying that more vaccinated people were getting it. The way they worded it, it actually sounded like they were saying more people were dying from the vaccination than getting COVID.
Yeah.
I don't know if they meant that or if they meant more people that were vaccinated died with COVID than people unvaccinated. I'm trying to assume that, but the way they said it, they said if you had the vaccine.
I think the point is really clear. I mean, when the whole world shut down and the celebrities gave over their platforms, their media platforms, you know, that the World Health Organization paid $135,000 to a PR firm, Hill and Knowlton Strategies, to get, and according to the Foreign Agents Registration Act, we found this out, to influence compliance. And they basically were getting the celebrities to use all of their media platforms to get everybody to agree willingly to go along with everything. And so the problem here is that people have agreed to go along with it, but now the damage is done. Like, we're trying to resist, and a lot of the damage is already done. I mean, I was flew on an airplane this last week, and it's like, they kept saying the federal law says, but I'm like, you guys, this was never debated. This was never debated by the American people. This is not actually a law. It's a mandate that you've created, and you're demanding we do it. It feels very Gestapo. It feels very, very Nazi to, like, all these rules and regulations and mandates. And then you got Gavin Newsom, right? He's flying all over the world, and he's like, I thought we had an emergency here in California. What are you doing in Mexico for 2 weeks and down in New York promoting your book? Like, I thought if we have an emergency, you shouldn't be leaving the state. You should be working on the emergency, right?
Absolutely.
But apparently it's just a pretend emergency, which he knows, and so he's flying all over the place.
Which everybody knows.
Right. It's time for someone to sue him and change and get rid of that emergency powers. We're using emergency powers to take away American people's rights, and this is not okay.
Yeah, and anyone in California would be able to get on that class action suit. Hey, if you have any experience with the Mockingbird Media, you want to have any questions or you have some comments you want to add to the conversation, give us a call KSCO. It's 479-1080, and we would love to hear your voice on the radio.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Hey, I wanted to read a scripture that I think is very timely. It's Proverbs 18:17. It says, there are two sides to every story. The first one speaks, sounds true, until you hear the other side, and they set the record straight.
Wow.
You know, there's a lot of wisdom, definitely, in the scriptures. years, this speaks to me because, you know, we're told something, a story right up front, right? And that's what we hear with the mainstream media. But I think it is really responsible to listen to a dissenting voice just to see. And I used to pit them against each other and see which one, you know, made the most sense. There's nothing wrong with that.
No, that's part of the American culture. I mean, I look at people and they'll say things like, oh my gosh, Trump is so bad for American democracy. He's so bad. He makes everybody polarized. Everybody's polarized because of Trump. I'm like, no, not because of Trump, because things are polarized right now, like, period. And I'm thinking to myself, wait, don't you guys remember back when the vice president shot and killed the Secretary of State or Secretary of the Treasury? Right? Yeah. Like, politics didn't just all of a sudden become, you know, conflictual. Like, it's always been that way.
Well, when they wanted to impeach him 19 minutes after his first inauguration, right. I mean, you already know there's a polarization. I mean, who does that, right? The guy's been in office for 19 minutes, and you're already trying to impeach. He didn't create
it's
that.
It's not what's healthy for the country. It's what goes along with my political point of view. Hey, we have a caller.
Cool.
And so we're going to take our caller right now. James, you are on the air.
Well, good evening, and I'm not on speakerphone. Is it clear?
Yeah.
Ooh, sound great.
Sound great.
Okay. So I was at the supervisors' meeting today from about 9 o'clock till 10:30. It was very interesting. I did enjoy what a bunch of the new people said, and fortunately and hopefully what other people said will not be deleted. So, yeah, today's a pretty crazy day, it being Pearl Harbor Day 80 years ago. I don't expect anybody to believe a word I say, but to do their own research. If one were to look into that attack, they didn't attack the docks, they didn't attack the fuel depot, and they did not attack the storage facility. That's because it was created by the financiers of the wars and was an inside job. I invite you to do some research. Now, I do appreciate that Chris stated some new information, which is that they're thinking about eliminating the Nuremberg Code. I'm enjoying this. So that's probably all I should say. I don't want to piss too many people off. But I will say that what I addressed was that the California flag and the U.S. flag have gold fringe. And that is USA Incorporated, which happened in 1871. And our media has been controlled since about 1925. I could probably state six people who have spoken about this. So thank you very much for your time.
Okay. Hey, before you get off, I saw you on a video today. It was Santa Cruz residents are done with the pharma cartel and their puppets. And you were the second speaker because you talked about that flag. And I had a feeling it was you.
Good job.
So anyway, it was cool.
Yeah, it's kind of scary what's going on. I just kind of spoke, I suppose, from my heart. But the elected officials have no control whatsoever. They are guided by the city and the county administrators. And they're guided all the way up to the line to the people who control the current puppets that are in the White House. And that absolutely includes Biden and Trump. Today was good. I'm glad that there was so much community support.
Me too.
Well, thank you. Thank you for the call there. You know, there's a reversal of direction of representation. You know, when we had a number of weeks ago, the doctrine of the lesser magistrates, people are supposed to be representing the people underneath them. That's who they represent.
Right.
But what we're seeing is they're representing the people above them. They're saying, this is what is coming down from above, and this is what I'm going to put onto you, rather than, hey, what do you guys think? What are your feelings? I'm going to represent the collective underneath, and I will go up with it. So it's the opposite.
Yeah, it's not the government by the people for the people. It's the government that's being given by the controlled puppets, unfortunately.
And what I heard James say something else, too. And it might be a conversation for another time, but he inferred Pearl Harbor was a false flag.
Yeah, he did.
Possibly to awaken the sleeping giant so that the sleeping giant would actually get up off the couch and start doing something. So we know that there have been other tragedies in our nation's history.
9/11.
That are very possibly also false flags, too.
It's what gets people motivated to do something, you know, whether it be gun legislation. What was the one, the Louisiana, or it was a ship in World War II, and it got torpedoed. Lithuania. Yeah, there was talk about what would it take to get us involved in a war, and when that ship got shot, it pulled the country right in, not ours, but, you know, so there are things to manipulate people with.
Wars make a lot of money for the people who finance them. That's what he was saying, and that's true.
Hey, we have some other voices that we want to add to the conversation.
Yeah, take another call.
So we have Kat on our line. Welcome.
Yes, hello. Hi.
Hi, Kat.
Hello, Brandon. You guys, this show is so important. I'm going to share this everywhere.
Well, you're important.
Thank you, Kat.
I'm in the middle of bedtime, but I had to call in really quickly and just say that I love what you're doing. And my first awakening to the manipulation of the media and the platforms where we are allowed to discuss this stuff is that I spoke out years ago about Palestine, and Twitter censored me 3 times. So that was in my initial wake-up call. And then with vaccines, I started to become censored when I was questioning vaccines. And then with COVID, I found that Facebook was doing algorithm checks. They shut me down, even though I was posting science from JAMA and reputable medical journals. And so for me, it was a real wake-up call, especially as I was once kind of an, you know, progressive liberal. People started calling me a Russian troll and a Trump supporter because I questioned the narrative, and I thought, this is strange. So this was my wake-up call, and it just led me down a rabbit hole of Operation Mockingbird, like you've been speaking about, and so many other layers of deception and messaging. And this is truly a military operation. They want to tap into the brains and shape and shift our belief systems and our behaviors, and this is what they're doing. This is a mass experiment beyond the gene therapies.
Yep.
Yeah, that's such good information. Yeah, thank you so much for taking time at bedtime.
Kat's involved with Guardians of Youth. I follow them on Telegram, and she's very active. And I'm getting so many amazing articles. I mean, they're researching and stuff. So I would encourage anyone to go on and look at that on Telegram.
Yeah, Kat, what is your Facebook page?
It's Kat RS. But I have a BitChute channel now because YouTube sends me so many times. So BitChute is called Mellow Cat.
Mellow Cat.
Because I'm far from mellow. It's MELLOW and then KAT. And I share I document there because I want my son, as I said before, I want him to look back somewhere in history and see that I spoke to these issues. These were my concerns and these were my battles.
Yes,
and you're the California representative for the Children's Defense Alliance, is that?
Children's Health Defense, yes.
Children's Health Defense.
And the last few weeks, I've been nonstop. We had this incredible Golden Gate Bridge rally in San Francisco, and I've been working with and networking with many movers and shakers on the ground because I really want to see some unity. We are all in this fight. I don't want to say fight. I want to say this awakening.
Yes.
And we have to come together and we have to build community ties, protect our food, protect our children, protect our bodies, and to find solutions. So I'm really feeling energized these days because I'm researching solutions and I'm talking with people who really have bright ideas, and I'm feeling like there's hope. And we're going to come out of this. I'm feeling really good.
That's good. So, you know, a couple things I think that you got going on right now. So, again, there's a Board of Education meeting on December 16th. There's another massive rally walkout January 3rd. And then there's a big rally at the Capitol on January 17th for MLK Day, right?
Yes. In the works, coming out. Absolutely. Yep.
So
the goal is for so many California organizations. There's so many grassroots movements happening right now. So I've been trying to connect with all of the leaders, all of the people who are showing up and making things happen. And I want us all on the same page because, like the Rockefeller document I shared in our last meeting, I want us to be, and my friend says lockstep, and I like that because they roll in lockstep. We're in this lockstep scenario, right? Mm-hmm. And so we want to roll out lockstep. where we're all on the same page, united and standing up, because we want to show the rest of the world that we are not rolling over and taking this.
Come on, that is so good. So good. Hey, we have a couple other callers we're going to try and get to, but have a happy bedtime there, putting your little one to sleep.
Thank you. I love that. The block step, we have this pesky thing called the United States Constitution, right?
Yes, thank God.
That's stopping a lot of that's one of the reasons we're not being overtaken like Australia. All right, another caller, go for it.
Yes, Judy, you're on the air with KSCO at Wake the Bear.
Oh, thank you so much, you guys, for this show, and so much has been talked about, and I love that fact that Kat just gave that report. I'm one of those people that had my life altered by corrupt people in Superior Court, Family Court. Anyway, that's not why I called. This whole thing with the media, I thought maybe I should share this. It's, I don't know if you heard about this one, but this was recently came out. People can Google ABC Satanic ritual slips into their newscast. They were talking about police, dogs, and their care. And they do a segment, and I'm looking at this. It says, "Hail Satan, devilishly weird clip unexpectedly cuts into TV news segment." I think that's kind of a way maybe to wake people up. I don't know, but it's pretty weird. Mm-hmm. And, my dad told me, he didn't tell us a lot. He knew a lot.
Yeah. Oh, you're welcome to email that to us at wakethebearradio.com. One of us, Brandon, Ron, or Chris, we all have emails. So I'd love to
see it.
Have you, send it our way.
I was just looking at your Facebook page. I was going to ask you a question. What was that video you said Santa Cruz residents speak out? Oh, that was Kat. That was on a video. Can you tell me where I could see that? And then I'll send you the video, or I could do it on Facebook even.
It'll be on our show notes by tomorrow morning.
And it's
Wake the Bear Radio. It's show 12.
WakeTheBearRadio.com, right?
That's right. Yes. You've got it. Well, thank you for calling in, Judy.
Yeah, Judy, thank you. Glad there's some fighters out there.
Another one.
Yeah, and our last caller for the night is John. John, you're wanting to talk about false flags.
John, you there?
I only wanted to say that I believe that Pearl Harbor was a false flag, along with one other one that was very, very famous and recent in this country, and that is 9/11.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I think you're right, John. I think that it's something that we could examine and we need to look at and not just assume that everything that we see and are fed is the truth.
Yeah, John, what's your big thing on 9/11?
Well, my things on 9/11 is that the destruction of the towers based on the claim that it fell, and if you look at some of the material that was left behind, it just doesn't make sense. It looks more like those building demolition crews went in and set the buildings up to collapse.
That's true.
Yeah.
Anybody who looks at it goes, that's a classic collapse, building demo. In fact,
exactly.
Building number 7, which
and there was.
Yeah.
Building. And there was one building that there was no reason for it to collapse that wasn't a part of the towers that collapsed.
Yep, and
it would have
taken them weeks and weeks to set that up.
Yes.
And they said, oh, we have this thing's on fire. The plane didn't hit it, but this building, number 7's on fire, and we're going to have to drop it down right now.
Yeah. And I want to make mention of an experience my late wife and I had when we were on our way to Lake Tahoe. I don't know if anyone here remembers when that casino was blown up.
Oh, yeah, I do.
Harvey's.
Harvey's, yeah.
Yes. We were just on the other side of state line when it happened.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
That was our hangout. But I brought that up because the amount of destructive equipment that was brought in to destroy that casino was done without anyone knowing about it.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Hey, John, thank you for calling. We had to go because we're ending our show tonight. But thanks for calling. Please call back again next week. We're going to pray real quick. One of the things we want to say is that there is hope. We do win. Ultimately, God is judge. He will judge the wicked. He will judge the righteous and the wicked. And he laughs and scoffs from heaven on man's plans against him. So
that's right. And check your heart too. You know, it's not a us and them. Nope. It's what's behind them. So we need to love even our enemies, if you want to call them enemies. But we need to love everybody, and care for them, pray for them.
Yep. That's the good. War we're in is a spiritual war.
It's a spiritual that's war right. primarily. So God bless you.
God bless you all.
Have a good night.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling, listening to Wake the Bear Radio.
This has been Wake the Bear Radio.